This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Wallace Trahan and Rice and Gravy, and Brandon Lede and Creole Touch. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The U.S. unemployment rate is now at a five-year low. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports on what's behind November's jobless rate of 7%.
Employers added 203,000 jobs last month. The Labor Department says that helped to lower the unemployment rate from 7.3%. Manufacturing added 27,000 jobs, construction 17,000. Economist Hugh Johnson says the numbers are strong.
This probably means that the Federal Reserve is certainly going to consider seriously beginning to taper or reduce the amount of stimulus for the economy.
But he says it's anyone's guess whether the Fed begins tapering its monthly bond purchases this month or early next year. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
The unemployment rate does not include people who've stopped looking for jobs, and minority unemployment, especially among young adults, remains much higher than the national average. A special church service in Cape Town, South Africa last night, as the country mourns the loss of Nelson Mandela, who led the struggle against apartheid, the white minority rule formally instituted after World War II. Mandela served 27 years in prison. Afterward, he became South Africa's first black president. He died last night after battling a chronic lung infection at age 95. Current President Jacob Zuma says there will be a state funeral on Sunday, December 15th. NPR's Gregory Warner is outside Mandela's former family home in Soweto. He says the crowd there is celebrating Mandela's life at least as much as mourning his death.
Anyone expecting a funereal or a somber crowd here would be quite mistaken. People are singing, they're dancing in the streets. There's really a joyful spirit, and of course South Africans have a tradition of singing at funerals.
And that's NPR's Gregory Warner. The home is where Mandela planned much of his activity and where the struggle continued as he served long prison terms. The National Weather Service says a major icing event will hit the central plains of the U.S. today. Significant ice is expected in states from Texas north to the Ohio Valley. In the west, wind chill is the danger. Temperatures in Montana and Idaho could plunge as low as 50 degrees below zero. A storm with hurricane-force winds is hitting Britain and Western Europe. Thousands of people have evacuated Britain's east coast ahead of a possible tidal surge. Metal plates are being raised along the Thames River to protect London from flooding. Water barriers are going up in the Netherlands to protect that low-lying country from flooding, and flights into Germany are being canceled. Today's employment news is sending stock market averages up. The Dow Jones Industrials up 115 points. The NASDAQ Composite up 15. This is NPR News. Germany has agreed to resettle another 5,000 Syrian refugees. German news agencies say that doubles Germany's resettlement effort. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Beirut that the transport of Syrian refugee families has already begun from Lebanon, where more than a million Syrians have fled.
The flights to Germany began in September, when the German government first announced the resettlement program. Now Germany will welcome 10,000 Syrian refugees, granting them an initial two-year stay. According to a government spokesman, Germany has approved 18,000 Syrian asylum requests since 2011. Germany's been the most open in the European Union to an official resettlement program, but there is a wave of Syrians heading to Europe through smuggling routes. Thousands have poured into Bulgaria and Greece, overwhelming government agencies there. More than 2 million Syrians have fled their country. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.
More French troops are arriving in the capital of Central African Republic a day after the UN Security Council approved the use of more armed peacekeepers there. The troops are to try to bring stability to Central African Republic. Increased sectarian violence has left hundreds of civilians there dead following a coup earlier this year. French officials warn of the possibility of genocide. Wildlife workers say a pod of pilot whales stranded in the Florida Everglades is moving toward deeper water. The whales were trapped this week in the park in the southwestern part of the state. 11 have died. 5 more are unaccounted for. A Coast Guard cutter is tracking the whales' progress as they leave the shallow water. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. We have a lot of music to get to before that time arrives. We're going to turn to Francine Reed to open up this hour of the Blues Box from her disc Shades of Blue. Here she is with a number entitled I'm a Handful.
If you do, I will be glad, but you better eat your Wheaties. If you don't, Another number I love to do. I really get into it, and when I do it, it goes so deep inside of me. I feel it so deep, and I feel everything I do just as much as you enjoy it. I enjoy it too, because they call me Mr. Blues, and I am the blues. Serve me right to suffer. Serve me right to be alone. Serve me right to suffer this way, babe. Serve me right to be alone. Every time I see another woman's face, oh, the woman makes me think of mine. And that's why when I see another woman, oh, boys, I can't keep them dry. You know the tears come down my face when I see another woman's face. You know the tears come down her face and that's why when I see another woman, oh boys, I can't keep them crying. Doctor, put me on, put me on. Milk, cream, and alcohol. Oh, my doctor, put me the scripture. Johnny, get milk, cream, and alcohol. Your nerve is so bad. You can't sleep at all at night. I hear what he said. He said, once that night, three times a day, and once that night, before you go to bed, soothe your nerve, soothe your nerve. Soothe your nerve, soothe your nerve. You got a bad case of nerve. You got a bad, bad case of nerve. I put you on milk, milk, cream, and alcohol. Milk, cream, and alcohol. Hey, hey.
John Lee Hooker and a band, Canned Heat, backing him up, recorded live at the Fox Venice Theater many years ago. Serves Me Right to Suffer. Before we heard Hooker in Heat here on KRVS, we heard Francine Reed from her disc Shades of Blue. She did a tune entitled I'm a Handful, and Francine brought us into the second hour of 4 hours of blues for you here on a Friday on KRVS. Francine grew up singing gospel in Illinois, and she ended up moving out to the Phoenix area. They have had a pretty good blues scene out there. We're going to turn next to a song that's usually associated with John Lee Hooker, often credited to him. Some people say it was written by Junior Parker, but let's give the nod to John Lee Hooker. Done here by Magic Sam, who was originally from the area of Grenada, Mississippi, moved to Chicago with his family when he was a young boy back in 1950 and ended up becoming a part of what would later be called the West Side School of Chicago Blues. He recorded for Cobra Records in the late 50s. We're going to listen to him from 1966. His name would be better known if he hadn't died unexpectedly of a heart condition at the age of 32. In 1969. Here's Magic Sam with his rendition of I Feel So Good.
Now, you know, the other day, I was walking down the streets. I saw a friend of mine. We stopped inside and got us something to eat. When I got on there, look at him. He said, yeah, Sam, what's happening? I told him. Whoa, feels so good. We're gonna be there. We're gonna be there. Yeah, bring it in. I want an old folks boogie and a chillin' suit. Don't nobody boogie like me and you. We're gonna boogie. We're gonna boogie. Let's make a day. Now you know, last night I was laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama. Then I heard Mama got a machine to old Papa. I love a Mama to old Papa. I bought something she heard. And said, look at him, Papa. And don't believe a word. We're gonna boogie. We're gonna boogie. Gonna break a day. All right, let's boogie one time. Hit it.
The Blues Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
We'll be right back.
from 1994. That was Eric Clapton. Clapton singing and playing guitar, much in the style of Elmore James. Clapton doing Blues Before Sunrise from his disc From the Cradle. That one won him a Grammy for Best Traditional Blues of 1994. Before we heard Eric Clapton, we heard Magic Sam. We heard Magic Sam again from 1966 doing a rendition of I Feel So Good. Well, that tune we just heard Eric Clapton do was recorded back in 1934, February of 34, by Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell, the very, very urbane blues duet that was so highly influential, particularly as far as a future pianist would be concerned, but also Blackwell's guitar playing inspired a lot of people, did have some influence on Robert Johnson, in fact. We're going to listen to Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell. Here they are from 1930 doing a cover of a Lucille Bogan tune on vocals and piano. Leroy Carr, Blackwell on guitar.
So long, so long.
Memphis Slim on piano and vocals with How Long Has That Evening Train Been Gone, one of the signature tunes of Leroy Carr. Carr had recorded that one back in March of 32, and we heard Leroy Carr from 1930, just prior to hearing Memphis Slim. We heard Carr and Blackwell doing Sloppy Drunk Blues, a Lucille Bogan tune. And we turn next here on the Blues Box on KRVS to a track from Guy Davis's new disc, Juba Dance. It is doing very well on the blues charts. He's got a number for us called A Prodigal Son. This isn't a cover of the Robert Wilkins tune, but a cover of a Josh White number. Again, Guy Davis with Prodigal Son.
Every night I laid around and caught TB. I'm drawn up just like a piece of tripe. I had to pawn my shoes and clothes, sleep in the park each and every night. Well, I laid around and caught TB. I'm drawn up just like a piece of tripe. Five bricks, you're hitting me, man. Only son. mother, dear mother. Remember that I'm your only son. Mama, please forgive me for all the things that I have done. Mama, let's take it home, Fabrizio.
Good Morning Blues, Leadbelly, Hughie Leadbetter, recorded back in August of 1943. He was preceded by Guy Davis. We heard Guy Davis here on KRVS from Guy's new disc, Juba Dance. He did a rendition of Prodigal Son, again, the Prodigal Son recorded by Josh White, not the better-known piece by Reverend Robert Wilkins. And we turn next to, here's another Leadbelly tune. This one's based it's sort of on a work song format. It's called Sylvie, who was Leadbelly's wife. And it's done here by Buddy Flett, like Leadbelly. Buddy is from Shreveport, Louisiana. He's got a brand new disc out called Rough Edges. Here's Buddy with Sylvie.
Don't see me coming, don't see me now, don't don't see me coming, don't see me now, don't see me coming, every little once in a while. Bring me a little water, Sylvie, bring me a little water now. Bring me a little water, Sylvie, every little once in a while, every little once in a while.
So high, you must remember you've got to come down and die. And if you don't want me, just give me your right hand. Yes, if you don't want me, just give me your right hand. You go back to your woman, I'll go back to my man. And my mama, she told me when she shook my hand. Yeah, my mama, she told me when she shook my hand. If you get yourself in trouble, go and do the best you can. And Crow Jane, Crow Jane, don't hold your head so high. Crow Jane, Crow Jane, don't hold your head so high. You must remember you've got to come down and die.
Mary Flower on guitar and vocals. Mary's from the Pacific Northwest. She's a great guitarist. This track is from a disc called Bywater Dance. She came down to New Orleans in May of 2005, 3-4 months before Katrina, and recorded this album. It's a very nice effort. She's had another one since, not recorded in New Orleans, a second one, but this one used some New Orleans talent, including Henry Butler, John Cleary, and a few others. And that was her rendition of Crow Jane, the old Skip James tune. Before we heard Mary Flower, we heard Buddy Flett from the disc Rough Edges, a new release. Buddy doing Sylvie, an old Lead Belly tune. Well, we just heard Mary Flower here on KRVS doing Skip James. We're going to turn to Skip himself, Nehemiah Skip James. He recorded in 1931, I think it was 23 tracks in a few very short days, and went home to Bentonia, Mississippi, and lived in musical obscurity for many, many years. His recordings really weren't sort of revived until around 1960 or so. He was a big impact, had a big impact on a lot of guitarists of his own time, particularly Robert Johnson. This next tune that Skip's going to do is one that the band Cream recorded, and they gave him, I think it was $5,000 or $6,000 in royalties for this number, which was the most money he had ever had in his life. Here is Skip James from 1931 with I'm So Glad.
I'm so glad, and I am glad. I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. I'm tired of weeping, tired of moaning, tired of groaning for you. I am glad. I'm tired of weeping, tired of mourning, tired of groaning for you. And I'm so glad, and I am glad. I'm so tired of mourning, tired of groaning, tired of longing for you. I'm so glad, I am glad. I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. I'm so tired, and I am tired. I am glad. I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. I'm tired of weeping, tired of mourning, tired of groaning for you. And I'm so glad, I am glad. Tired of weeping, tired of mourning, tired of groaning for you. I'm so glad, I am glad. I don't know what to do, don't know what to do. Treating me like a dog.
own shovel, darling, honey, I dig my own grave. Get me a shovel, baby, I dig my own grave. If the Lord will just set me free, in that side we grow one day. So I'd rather be buried in some cypress grove. I'd rather be buried, baby, in some cypress grove. And to live right around here, treat it like a dog. Well, to live right around here, baby, you treated me like a dog.
John Mooney from his disc Gone to Hell. That one came out in 2001. Mooney doing a rendition of Cypress Grove, an old Skip James tune. And, of course, we heard Skip James just prior to hearing John Mooney. We heard Skip from 1931 doing I'm So Glad, again, a tune that the band Cream covered in the 1960s and that led to a windfall for Skip James. Interesting character, played in a D minor tuning, very moody and aloof, according to all the people that, or some of the people that met him. Interesting player. Music now here on KRVS. Here's an old Gus Kahn Tampa Red tune done by Paul Jeremiah from his disc Gambling Woman Blues, Nobody's Sweetheart Now.
You're nobody's sweetheart now. They don't baby you somehow. Put on fancy hose, silken gown, you'll be out of place in your own hometown. When you walk down the avenue, I just don't believe that it's you. With them painted lips and painted eyes, we're in a bird of paradise. It all seems so wrong somehow. You're nobody's sweetheart now. Yes. Uh-huh. nobody's sweetheart now. They don't baby you somehow. Them fancy hoes, their silken gown, you'd be out of place in your own hometown when you walk down the avenue. Darling, I just don't believe that is you. With them painted lips and painted eyes, we're in a bird of paradise. It all seems so wrong somehow. You're nobody's sweetheart now. Better live them on. But them painted lips, painted eyes, we're in a bird of paradise. It all seems so wrong somehow. You're nobody's sweetheart
now. Jump alone, hang it out online. See my jump alone, hang it out online. Know about that, something on my mind. Well, no, be your baby, love, it had to be for you.
R.L. Burnside recorded back in October of 1990 at his home in Holly Springs, Mississippi, this for somewhat of a documentary on Mississippi blues of that particular period in time. R.L. Burnside with Jumper on the Line. Before hearing R.L., we heard Paul Jeremiah from his disc Gambling Woman Blues doing a cover of Nobody's Sweetheart Now.